This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by a leading healthcare sort of coach, consultant, Michelle Trocet. Michelle's going to talk about what she does. We're going to talk about how she's dealing with people in the stress of coronavirus more. Michelle, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and just briefly how you started your consulting firm?
Absolutely, Scott. First of all, thank you for having me on your show today. I'm a nurse from West Michigan, and I'm also co-founder, along with my partner, Tracy Christofferson, of a coaching and consulting company called Missing Logic. And I'm also co-host with Tracy of Healthcare's Missing Logic podcast. And prior to Missing Logic, I held various clinical executive roles, and I also am the immediate past president of the National Academies of Practice.
Well, fantastic. Now, people that are not familiar with Western Michigan, one of the nicest places in the world in the country, take a moment and tell people a little bit about Western Michigan. It sounds like you've been there for some time.
Oh, I've been here for most of my life, and I absolutely love it. I think the best things about West Michigan are Lake Michigan and boating in the summer and golfing in the summer. That's what you do in West Michigan.
Michelle, let me ask you this question. I know that you've coached hundreds of leaders. You've worked closely with them. Talk to us about the issues you're seeing right now with people, issues you're seeing and so forth.
Well, Scott, what we're seeing right now with healthcare leaders is they're burnt out. You know, they're managing a tremendous amount. They have a lot of priorities on their plate, a lot of competing priorities. And we already know this. We know this from the National Academy of Medicine and the report that came out in October on combating burnout. And now you throw the COVID-19 virus and everything else on top of them. I mean, it's very, very concerning. And they're reaching out for help. Like, how can we get out of this?
And what are some of your thoughts on how do they manage that? Is it talking to people like you? Is it changing how they do business? How do people go about dealing with that burnout and stress?
Well, I think the first thing is we've got to start thinking differently. And one of the things that Tracy and I do in our work is we introduce them to a concept called polarity thinking. Because a lot of healthcare leaders were taught to fix problems. And we spent a lot of time and energy doing that, only to have them be the same problems we were dealing with 10 years ago. And so we teach them how to look at things in a both and mindset. And there's a whole methodology behind this. But it's so helpful for them because they begin to realize they can, you know, look at problems differently than they ever have and really see the polarities that exist within them. And, you know, Tracy and I, we present in multiple audiences. And when we ask healthcare leaders, how many of you have heard of polarity thinking, maybe one or two hands come up. So we know this is an important competency to get out there.
And what is polarity thinking? What is that exactly? Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, I think the simplest way to take a look at it is, first of all, a polarity is an interdependent pair of values. They're called poles. They appear to be opposite, you know, or different, but they actually need each other. And I think the most simple example, Scott, is to use the metaphor of breathing, right? In order to live, we need to breathe, right? You know, we need to inhale to bring oxygen to our bodies, and we need to exhale to remove the carbon dioxide. And so it's a metaphor that if we only inhale, we'll die. If we only exhale, we'll die. And we need both. So it's a good example. But in healthcare, there are many different polarities that exist. And I think one of the best examples is looking at the quadruple aim. So back in 2008, you know, we had the triple aim and people recognized there were some interdependencies. But we over-focused on the patient experience at the expense of clinicians, and now we are dealing 8 years later with clinician burnout.
And how do you typically work with, you work with a physician, you work with a healthcare leader, how is it that you typically work with them? What does that look like? What does an engagement look like for you and your team?
Sure. Well, we coach healthcare leaders and healthcare systems to step out of a total problem-solving mindset. And we help them see their chronic challenges through a new lens and help them really achieve sustainable outcomes. And so we also, you know, we speak to organizations, we facilitate retreats for them. And we offer an online transformation coaching program exclusively for healthcare leaders using a dynamic balance framework.
The majority of what you do, is most of it one-on-one discussion with a client, or is it a speech? What's the majority of what you do and how you manage your consulting?
The majority is online, and it's group coaching, so that they are learning together and they're applying this dynamic balance framework together. So that's a big part of our work. But we also do direct consulting with healthcare organizations too that are really committed to creating a healthy, healing work environment. Then we typically engage with the healthcare leadership team or their team directly underneath of them, and we help them prioritize how to really stay healthy and balanced in their organization. And we cover everything from foundation aspects to the common polarities they need to manage to really help them look at how to measure that and continue to improve the health and well-being of the organization.
Thank you very, very much. Michelle, what are you most, it's a very challenging time, but what are you most excited about right now? What gets you up in the morning and says, I'm excited about trying to help on this or do this or whatever it is? What are you most excited about right now?
You know, Scott, what I'm most excited about is helping people see things in a different way. And this whole concept of chronic tensions and polarities, whether you believe it or not, they do exist. They're like gravity and they all work the same way. So what I get excited about is introducing it to leaders and having the light bulbs go on and then helping them apply it. That really gets me excited.
100%. And then, Michelle, finally, anything else you wanted to share with us today that we've not asked about?
Well, I think I would just want to encourage healthcare leaders to really think of themselves first, you know, and not to feel like they have to sacrifice their own health and well-being in order to lead, and that there are different ways to do that. And that don't hesitate to ask for support, you know, with your colleagues, and invest in yourself to get the support that you need so that you can really have a healthy, thriving life.
Thank you very much. I think that's probably the most important of almost anything, really, and I appreciate your thoughts on it. How do people learn more about you and your Missing Logic and your coaching and consulting? How do people get in touch with you and learn more about you?
Oh, thanks, Scott. Well, they can go to our website, you know, www.missinglogic.com. Definitely listen to our podcast, Healthcare's Missing Logic Podcast. And that's where we talk about a lot of this, and we interview really awesome people so they can understand this more. And then we're on social media. All of our social media channels are at Missing Logic on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And, you know, email us directly at Michelle@MissingLogic or Tracy@MissingLogic.com.
Well, congratulations on what you've built and what a great perspective you have. Michelle, we thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Scott.